Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Massage therapy can be such a relaxing experience, but if it's your first time getting a massage, or you're an experienced spa goer, some questions may be just kind of embarrassing to ask. My guest is Barb Kostjelic. She's a nationally certified massage therapist. Welcome to the show, Barb. So I want to start with some questions. We want to try and get through 10 of them today. So people want to know, do they get naked? Do they get fully undressed? Do they cover with a towel? What do they do right when they go in your room?
Well, hello, Melanie, and thank you for having me. That's a really good question. The goal is to make the client feel as comfortable as possible. It's totally personal preference. You can still get a good massage and have your clothes on. I suggest that they get uncomfortable, undressed to their comfort level. However, I've had clients leave their bras on. Whatever is best for them.
So they just have to be comfortable with it. And if they want to get naked, get naked. Now, if the person is self-conscious about certain parts of their body and don't want the therapist to see that, what can they do? If they're going to, you know, do they put on a robe and only pull down to the shoulders? If they don't want you to see their tush, what do they do?
Again, Melanie, we want the experience to be an enjoyable one. We want them to be comfortable. I explain to them that they are going under a sheet. The only thing that will be exposed is what you're working on at that time. If they express to you that there is an area, we all have our body images that we don't like. And if they express to you that there is a place, an area of concern, just don't go there.
Well, so then, and then that's something to note is that you should tell your massage therapist, I'm really uncomfortable with my tush, so don't even bother massaging me there. Then what about talking during the massage? Do you typically find that people want to talk? And what if the therapist is talking to you and you don't really want to talk?
There's nothing worse than a chatty massage therapist, Melanie, I got to tell you. However, you also do want to respect what they're there for. They have their goals. Sometimes you're that space that they can just come to and release what's on their mind. You've got a safe haven there, but you've got to go with how the session is. You don't want to tell them about your problems. They don't care. That's not what they're paying for. So just respect, you know, the conversation and go with the flow.
Well, and as a trainer, Barb, I'm the same way. You know, sometimes my clients use me as an advice therapist, and sometimes I do the same, and I tell them about all the different things that are going on in my life, and sometimes they're interested, and sometimes they're just not, and you can tell the difference. Now, what about people speaking up? Because my clients will say directly to me, Melanie, I'm not in the mood to chat today, and they say it, and I don't take offense. Sometimes you do a little, but you try not to. So how do the people getting the massage speak up to the therapist without offending them?
Well, being a professional, Melanie, you have to really respect what they're saying and not take it personally. If they're honest, respectful, take it and run with it. Don't consider it an insult.
Now, what about couples massages? People think that they're so romantic. Are they supposed to be romantic? You know, are you supposed to turn and look at your partner while they're getting theirs? What's the point of a couples massage?
Great question, Melanie, and I often wonder that myself. Romance, you've got dim lighting, candle lights, good romantic music, essential oils, aromatherapy. You see on these vacation ads or spas this romantic setting, so you would think it's romantic. I'll tell you, I had a couple's massage once, and within 5 minutes, my boyfriend was snoring. Wasn't so romantic. So I would say everything is what you make of it. If you're expecting a romantic massage, I don't know, hold hands.
Yeah, something like that. Well, and you know, I think that massage can be relaxing, but romantic, I mean, there's two other people in the room and they're giving you a massage now. So speaking of romantic, and I know you've gotten this question a million times in your 20 plus years in the business, what if the person becomes aroused? What, as someone getting the massage, what happens if you become aroused? What do you do?
Melanie, this is going to happen. The blood is circulating. You're comfortable. You're being stimulated. You remain, again, respectful and polite. For a man, he's on his back. You might want to suggest that he turns over because he really did have some nasty knots on his back. And, you know, it's going to happen. You just have to figure it out and just make them comfortable.
So that's from the massage therapist point of view. And what about from the person? If I'm lying there and I get aroused, what do I do? Do I let the therapist know, or do I just try and, you know, say, oh God, just forget about it?
Well, I think, again, being what you're comfortable doing is best. The therapist can tell. They'll figure it out. So it is the responsibility of the massage therapist to make them feel comfortable, not make a big deal or bring attention to it.
So that's great advice, not bring attention to it, and that your massage therapist will pretty much figure it out on their own. Now, what about gender? If you're more comfortable with a female, or you're not comfortable with a female and you're a female, how do you go in for your massage and they've put a guy in there with you? How do you politely say, I'm more comfortable with a female?
It's very simple, Melanie. You request it when you make the appointment. There's a lot of women out there that don't want a man touching them, and there's a lot of men that don't want a male touching them. So when you go to make the appointment, ask for what you want. That way, there'll be no question.
Okay, so what about if you have to go to the bathroom during the massage, and there you are laying there all relaxed, and you say, I have to go to the bathroom. It's eating into the time you're paying for, first of all, and what? Do you wrap your sheet around yourself and go run off to the bathroom, or do you just hold it?
Good question, Melanie. You're there to relax. You're there to feel comfortable. There's nothing comfortable about holding it. So I would recommend that you tell the therapist that you need to use the restroom. Sometimes there's not time allotted for that. If there is, a good therapist, will add time onto your session. However, I personally have a robe that I tell them that they can dress in. Another thing that just made me giggle is gas. Gas happens too. Again, don't hold it in. We're all natural human beings. It happens.
Well, and as a trainer too, I've been there giving somebody sit-ups, push-ups, and certainly that gas happens. And you do have to keep yourself from giggling too sometimes when that happens, because you don't want to embarrass the person. But what about, you know, if they have something embarrassing? We talked a little bit about certain parts of the body they might not like. But as a massage therapist, how do you help ease somebody's fears if they have really bad back hair or really bad back acne? Do you wear gloves? What do you do to kind of make them? Is wearing gloves going to insult them?
I don't think so, Melanie. We all know in this society now that we're all trying to protect ourselves from harm, and putting gloves on should not make somebody feel uncomfortable. Maybe you can explain to them the health benefits of it. Again, you just want to make the client feel comfortable. And if they have acne or hair, you just talk it through. Stay professional, tell them the benefits that the massage can give them. And with the intake, the conversation, it's feedback. You'll know, the therapist, a good one, will know how to deal with that.
And can you feel free as a person getting a massage, Barb, that if somebody wants you just to do their feet, or they really just really want you to concentrate on their legs, their lower legs, I love having my feet done, that they can say that and the massage therapist isn't going to say, well, you know, really you need your neck and shoulders done or whatever?
Melanie, that's probably the most frustrating topic that I have, receiving a massage. There are times when there's areas of chronic pain, or I know that I just want my foot massaged, and I'll request it, and I don't get it. Absolutely ask for what you want. You're paying for it. You should get what you need.
Absolutely. Now, speaking of paying, are you supposed to tip a massage therapist, or is what you're paying them typically enough?
You know, Melanie, tipping, as in any professional service, is appreciated but should not be expected. However, I might add, the therapist does not get paid what the client is paying for. In some cases, Melanie, it's as little as 25%. There's so many massage places popping up all over the place offering these great discounts, where I've seen signs suggesting what to tip. I think that's inappropriate. If you get good service, you get what you pay for.
Well, absolutely. And if you do like your massage therapist, do tip, because they don't always get the full amount. If it's, you know, if they're working through a club or a chiropractor's office, they may not be getting the whole amount. So feel free to tip them. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. Have a great day. Thanks for listening, and stay well.